Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. We are so glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning. And the way you call us is by dialing 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Tune in right now, won't you please? Dial up right now. I guess you're tuned in or you wouldn't have gotten the phone number. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. My dear wife is on her way back north from Dallas toward our hometown after having attended the Texas Association of School Boards State Convention. She has been on the school board for a good many years and loves that service for the city of McKinney, for the school district of McKinney. And we are immensely proud of Lynn for all that she accomplishes, and all in her family join me right now in saying happy birthday. Happy birthday to my wife. She is a wonderful treasure. We've been married 47 years, and I get to share half of her birthday with her this year. The state convention is always at this time, and for I think it's 30 of the 32 years that she's had a birthday on the same date, always. She's been somewhere else, so at least we'll have this evening together, and that'll be fun. We're ready to go to the phone lines, and first up on our phone lines, by the way, call us if you have a plant question. This is the time. Best time of the year for gardening. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And right out of the bag, we have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How you doing?
Well, all right.
Good.
Yes, wanted to talk about some fall bulbs today.
And two of the best.
Two of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The first is Lilies of the Field, which is Sternbergia lutea. This is blooming right now. It's a brilliant yellow crocus-like flower that appears in autumn. Each bulb sends up several stems with solitary six-petaled flowers. You want to plant this bulb in a sunny, well-drained area where the bulbs can bake during the summer. And this is a bulb that naturalizes very well.
We are going to talk about, between you and Tucker Reed, all of my favorite bulbs this morning. I have several. I have three, basically, that I call my favorites. You're going to cover two of them here, and Tucker has another one coming up later. The thing I like about this is that beautiful yellow. It is a green yellow that just is so gorgeous. I just love that yellow that has just a hint of green as opposed to red or orange or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just a beautiful color. And a lot of people do call this fall crocus. I know.
Yes.
You kind of avoid that name. I sense that. I hear that. But nice. Mm-hmm. Bulb, kind of hard to find. But
yes,
if you find it, and it's an heirloom, if you have a neighbor who has a planting of it, maybe you could get a start of it that way. And then you're going to go to a completely different color range. Tell us.
Well, the next one is Oxblood Lily. This is Rhodophila bifida. It's blooming as well. It's a fall blooming bulb brought to Texas from Argentina early in the 20th century. This is a bulb that does well in our heavy clay soil. The flowers are red, trumpet-shaped, and are borne several to a stem. The foliage is strap-like and emerges after flowering. It remains green through the winter and then dies down by early summer.
Looks like a tiny amaryllis, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, the flower does. Just a lovely little plant. The leaves look a little more like maybe a spider lily leaf or monkey grass or something, but it's a beautiful bulb. I love that. And those are two fabulous plants, folks. All right, I need a fall plant sale. I need to know where I can find one.
The Fort Worth Botanic Garden, October 10 and 11. Actually, the whole week is devoted to our plant sale, but we're adding another day, which is Friday, October 10th, and the hours are 2 to 6, and then on Saturday, we have the sale from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and people can get an early start on the sale by coming to our preview class with dessert on Tuesday, October 7 at 7 p.m.
Was that a bribe to you or what?
Well, that would be a bribe to me. I can enjoy that dessert.
Yeah, yes. I'll bet.
Anyway, folks can call Judy at 817-392-5534 to register for that class.
Okay.
And then on Thursday before the sale, we have a pre-sale for members of the Botanical Society, and that is on Thursday, October 9th from 5 to 7 p.m., but you can join the Botanical Society on site and qualify for that sale, as well as a discount, a 10% discount on your purchase of plants. So it's a good deal.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what's likely to show up at the plant sale.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have fall bulbs. Well, no, spring flowering bulbs for sale in the fall, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But grasses, ornamental grasses, perennials, shrubs, trees, vines, just a very wide selection of plants, as well as some fruit trees, pomegranates, figs, blackberries. We'll have some citrus trees on sale. So there's just
the rare things sell quickly, so that would be the advantage of being there Thursday night.
Exactly, yep. Or Friday.
Friday.
Anyway, yes.
Well, that's just cool. All right. Now, I imagine about 99% of the people didn't get all those hours and times. Is that all on the website?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's give that website.
Yes, that is fwbg.org.
Folks, this is the fall plant sale at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. So go to fwbg.org. The 24-hour information phone number, Steve?
That is 817-392-5510.
And the easy part, tell them how to find you.
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
And where will the plant sale be held?
Well, it will be held in the Grove, and the best place to park is our weekend parking lot.
All right, so now let's go back and do that instruction, because that's a little bit different. That's where you go beyond the university exit, is that correct?
Yes, you take as you're going west, you take the university exit, and before you reach Montgomery Street, you pull into our weekend parking lot.
All right, so Montgomery is the key word there, and the weekend
yes.
parking lot is well marked. All right,
yes.
I think we covered it all.
Well, good.
We're a team. All right. Steve Huddleston, thank you so much, and we'll talk
thank
to you,
you
next Sunday. Okay. Steve, Senior Horticulturist, Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by Baylor Regional Medical Center in Plano. Oh, there's some exciting news from Baylor Plano, and I need to tell you from my own firsthand personal experience, we were there when that hospital was about, 7 months old, something like that, in 2005. That is the hospital where our daughter's life was saved. And we have always been grateful to Baylor Plano. You just can't express that gratitude. She had a very serious a disease, one that is rare and not easy to identify, the flesh-eating bacterium Streptococcus pyogenes strain A, and her life was saved in that hospital. Now, let me tell you the good news. It's from U.S. News, September 28. Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano has been ranked a top hospital in Dallas-Fort Worth for the fourth consecutive year by U.S. News and World Report. This is one source for consumers about high-performing hospitals in their backyard. Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano was recognized as high-performing in six specialties, ear, nose, and throat, gastroenterology, and GI surgery, geriatrics, nephrology, pulmonology, and neurology and neurosurgery. I pronounced them all correctly. For a referral to a physician on the Baylor Plano medical staff, visit BaylorHealth.com/Plano. That's BaylorHealth.com/Plano. What a wonderful hospital. And my wife serves on the board of Baylor McKinney, another younger, wonderful hospital as well. If you need medical attention, medical help, please always look to the Baylor Healthcare System. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. And we're ready to get the program underway. We start with Phil in Dallas. Phil, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
Let me say first how much I love your new book.
Thank you.
Wonderful book.
Well, thank you.
And I'm curious, by the way, before I ask my question, the page texture in that book seems to be stiffer than the pages in your previous books, and it looks like it's going to be very durable.
Well, I self-published this book. I can take no credit for either. Taylor Publishing did the prior books,
right.
And they're a wonderful publisher. They sold, and my relationship kind of drifted apart at that point. But this one, I had a printing consultant that I hired who had done my calendar. You know, calendar's on heavy cardstock, so maybe that was the lean. But the paper came from Carrollton, Texas. It was a fluke. We didn't know that, and And somehow that just really got the folks in Carrollton all excited. I'm very happy with the book and the printing. I'm thrilled, and I appreciate your validating that. Thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. Well-deserved validation. And may I ask you a question? I read your article every week in the local newspapers, and I saw your article on fall lawn disease. So I wanted to ask about the problem I have, which is St. Augustine, the blades, they remain upright, but they wither to the size of a large needle. Does that ring any kind of bell at all?
It rings a bell of grass that is losing root system, probably to grub worms, or at least the things I would check for would be grub worms, because that's dry grass. That's how St. Augustine gets really dry. If you were to buy a piece of nice, fresh St. Augustine sod and set it in a setting similar to where your grass is growing and just leave it there without watering it, that's the way the blades would operate, and after 3 or 4 days they'd be rolled and then they'd turn brown. I guess it could be chinch bugs also, but chinch bugs usually work very quickly, and they just turn the leaves tan and the leaves stay right in place, and the grass is just, it's like it's quick dried almost. But with this one, it sounds more like a progressive root loss. In the spring, you might think it would be take all root rot. In the fall, you might more likely assume that it's grub worms. I would dig a square foot of soil. If you find 4 or 5 white grubs per square foot, then they're the culprits, and they'll be down a couple of inches deep at this point. Should be full sized.
Right, and you don't see the typical runners laying around on top like you do with grub worm damage.
Well, now that's two different things. This is going to turn into a 45-minute call. Well, St. Augustine diagnostics are difficult at best, but the thing that happens in the summer when you have this arch of a runner going across the grass, that's totally unrelated. That's a very minor fungus that attacks the roots. It does not harm the lawn at all. You just kick those runners up and mow them off. With St. Augustine, with grub worms, the runners are still right where they should be, but they're just laying there. It's as if the lawn has been mowed from the underside and the roots are gone, and the grass just lays in place.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Good luck. And imidacloprid, merit, is what you would apply if you find the grubs, and that should be done immediately and then watered in deeply. I hope I gave you some help. It's just so hard without seeing a lawn to diagnose that. Thank you, Phil. We're going to take our first break. We'll come to Debbie in Weatherford, our next call up. You would be right after Debbie if you were to dial us up right now. Punch us in, I guess it is. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I have enough books to get me through this weekend of books that have been signed. I'm getting out more now. The leg is getting better. And it's just kind of hard for me to keep up with the signing requests, but we have enough. If you would like a signed copy of my brand new book, Lone Star Gardening, they're available if you call today before 11 o'clock. This is the book that Phil was just referring to. This is the book that I spent all of last year and most of this spring producing, and I'm really happy with it. It is not a revised edition of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 23 years ago. This one is totally different. Different layout, much more information, twice as many photographs. This has charts. The other book didn't have much in the way of charts. This one has 25 multi-paged, extremely informational charts. Not 25 pages, but 25 charts. And most of them are multi-paged. Lone Star Gardening, printed in Texas. I self-published this one. It is not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. You get it through my magazine office or through my website. And today is the day that we're wrapping up that offer on the radio for a signed copy, the promise of a signed copy. We have enough to get us through today, and then maybe for a day or so after that. No extra charge in the price. Signature's not worth an extra price, but the book is already on sale. I'm going to leave it at $28.95, regular $32.95. And if you'll notice, if you go into the stores, you will see my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening still being sold there, even though it ought to go off the shelves now. It's 23 years old. But the interesting thing is that that one costs a lot more than this one does. $28.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Of course, tax and postage are going to have to be added on to that. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Chapter 1 is basics. Chapter 2 is the calendar of when to do everything. 4 pages per month of when to do all the tasks. And then individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just $28.95 by calling 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11, 1-800-752-4769. Ask for a signed copy. I think they'll have them all through the morning. And you can order online at neilsperry.com. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. They are the best it is in foundation repair, Advanced Foundation Repair. Let me tell you right now about Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer, a great product. This is from the Scotts Fertilizer people. Scotts has been in the business for a long time, and millions of American gardeners rely on all of their products every year. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer protects and strengthens your lawn for a fine lawn this fall. It's a 32-0-10 analysis. No phosphorus. That's what you don't want. We have enough phosphorus in our soils. Thank you. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer replenishes nutrients lost during the harsh summer months, prepares grass for the winter, and builds strong, deep grass roots for a healthier lawn next spring. It protects and strengthens your lawn for a fine lawn the rest of the fall and through the winter. Most critical feeding of the entire year comes right now, and I would recommend to you very highly Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer. For best results, apply using a Scott's spreader. You'll find all of the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shapp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
We really support Serenity High in McKinney. It is the nation's only public recovery high school. It is for kids who have been successful at drug and alcohol rehab and advised not to go back to their home schools. My wife and I serve on the advisory board for Serenity High, and it is a fabulous school, one of a kind in the United States in a public school venue. The longest tenured recovery high school in America also, I might add. Let me tell you about our home landscape school, which will be all day Saturday, February 14, 2015. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will teach you all day, and we'll teach you the principles of good landscape design, the best trees and shrubs and annuals and perennials for your landscape, how to use them all effectively, terrific Texas turfgrass, how to establish a beautiful lawn and a water-conscious lawn at the same time, effective entries and front gardens and fun patios and backyards. We'll teach it all to you, and you'll leave with a working drawing of your own landscape project. Let's say you want to redo the patio or the entryway. We'll teach you how, and then you will start the design process, and then 2 weeks later, you'll bring your working design to a 30-minute consultation with a landscape pro, and it'll be a one-on-one or two-on-one. You will work with that professional landscape designer to finish your landscape plan so you can go home and start to implement it. You'll also have the knowledge of how to do additional landscape design plans for other projects at your home. This really works. It's been a lot of fun doing these for 20 years. The price is $179 for one person, $219 for two people from the same household. Those prices will go up by $20 soon, so register now. All day Saturday, February 14th at the Plano Center. And the way to register is to call my magazine office, same number you called to buy my new book. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. That's the number you call before 11 if you want the new book or if you want to sign up for the Landscape School. Or again, you can do so at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Debbie in Weatherford is our next call up. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Appreciate your call.
Well, my question is, I just purchased a home in Weatherford, and it has cane pole. I'm not real sure what the name of it's called. It grows like 20 feet tall. We used to make old fishing poles out of it, and it's covered the backyard, and I'm cutting it down, but it just keeps coming back.
All right. So these poles on the 20-foot stalks are the size of your thumb, or are they the size, maybe four times that size?
About the four times that size. They're really thick, and they, you know.
And it has a big plume of a flower at the top of it occasionally.
Yes, sir, it sure does.
All right, yeah, that is cane as opposed to bamboo. That's an easier one to get rid of. Not easy, but easier than bamboo. The best thing to do, quite honestly, Debbie, would be tough it out this year, and then next spring, probably in May. I don't have any of it, and I'm trying to think when it gets about knee-high, but that's when I'm thinking need a waist-high. I would spray the original Roundup, which is a glyphosate weed killer, just glyphosate. You don't want any of the newer products out of that Roundup line. Now, they've turned it into a whole family of products. You want the original Roundup that had only the glyphosate in it, glyphosate and water. And you spray that on it at full recommended rate, whatever it tells you to use for Johnson grass and for Bermuda grass to kill those. That's what you put on the cane, and it will kill the cane. Now, there may be some sprouts that will come back up. You may have to do it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just don't let that drift off onto other desirable foliage like shrubs that are nearby or grass or anything else. You need to be kind of precise with it. It's not going to be as effective this late in the season.
It's not. Yeah, it's correct. Okay. Well, then I'll just save my money and wait.
Yep. That a girl. You can do it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's see. I think rather than go to Paul and Granbury, Paul, wait. We have three calls on the line, and I can get all three of you after the newscast because we're going to the news on time for once in my life. And let me tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing Company. This is a great company, and they are going to be making, they don't know this yet, but they're going to be making a trip to our house just for some kind of fine-tuning and touch-up things we need on plumbing, three or four little nagging things that we need some help with. They are just the best. I am so honored. I am so flattered. I am so fortunate to have Dallas Plumbing as a radio advertiser. They've been in business, after all, for 111 years. That's kind of the proof of that pudding. Dallas Plumbing Company has earned multiple awards. If there's an award out there, they're going to win it. And Carrier Cool Cash Rebates are back, and you can save up to $1,500 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home from Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. Or you can receive up to one full year of no-interest financing. It's your choice either way, now through November 15. Visit DallasPlumbing.com for details or call 214-340-6300 for a free estimate. Remember, there's a deadline in about 6 or 7 weeks, so you need to get this done. November 15, 214-340-6300, or visit DallasPlumbing.com for the details. Dallas Plumbing Company also has a complete kitchen and bath showroom. In fact, faucet and fixture showroom. They invite you in to take a look around. I'm going to do it extemporaneously. They invite you to stop in and take a look at all of the fixtures and faucets. The fixtures in our home came from that same showroom probably 5 years before I ever did my first ads for Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. They have a 10% discount for seniors, and that's on plumbing, heating, and air conditioning service. For any of the information that I've given you or for emergency heating, air conditioning, and plumbing work, the number to have on the wall, put it on a post-it note and stick it behind the door, 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com, and that's 214-340-6300.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve. You remember we were talking about a certified arborist and how important it is to have one. That's what they are. They have a dozen certified arborists on their staff. Lots of companies have one, and they have 12. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, all plural, did you notice, on their staff as well. They can do anything from complete tree management. They just come out and do everything you need to have your tree kept healthy and vigorous, including all of the pest management and anything else, any limb removal or cabling or bracing, any of that. They can come out for specific tasks like to remove a dead tree. Hopefully you never have a dead tree, but trees do die, and they have to be taken out sometimes out of very awkward situations, and they do it perfectly. They're just great. Now, the phone number for Arborological Services, even though it's a toll-free number, they serve just the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's a lot of area codes here, and they wanted to make it easy for you. Here's the number. One number does all. 866-552-7267. These have been my sponsors for more than 20 years. They have been the only people who will ever touch my trees for more than that time. They are absolutely the best. Arborological Services, Inc. on Facebook. Arborological.com is their website. Arborological.com. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and here once again I welcome Major Logan.
Thank you, Neil. It is 8:30. There's been a tragic shooting in Florida. Details after your first traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Still working that accident on westbound I-30 at Hampton Road, taking out all your main lanes there. They're trying to work to get you through there. The State Fair in Texas is underway at Fair Park and will be affecting your drive today around the fairgrounds, so watch for heavier than usual traffic, I-30 east of downtown and I-45 south of downtown, as well as the streets surrounding the fairgrounds. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, mostly cloudy to partly sunny today and warm, high of 89. Tonight's low 69. It's going to be sunny and warm tomorrow, high of 90 expected. Right now, 68 degrees. Police in Miami, Florida are searching for at least one gunman who shot seven children at a nightclub overnight, the victims' ages ranging from 17 to as young as 12 years old. One boy is in critical condition. A Miami-Dade fire spokesman says authorities arrived at the scene to find a chaotic situation.
We understand that there was a gathering that was taking place at some kind of little nightclub along 7th Avenue, but as units were arriving, the police were there trying to secure the scene, but a very large crowd, and rescues started assessing patients.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal were the key speakers at an event last night popular with Iowa caucuses participants. The 2016 GOP presidential hopefuls spoke to the conservative Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition event Saturday night in Des Moines. And once again, our forecast calls for mostly cloudy to partly sunny today, high of 89. Right now it's 68 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
All right, Major, thank you very, very much. Let me tell you right now about the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. This is Annie. Annie is a friendly, loving gal, an adorable 8-year-old schnauzer mix, a staff favorite at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. At 15 pounds, she's the perfect size for any home. Annie loves to go on walks, loves to be petted. She has the friendliest face around with a whitish-gray mustache. She was rescued from really bad situations a couple of months ago. She's had a rough start at life, but she knows she's going to find a loving forever family this afternoon. And she knows that people do want to love her and be with her. She'd like to go home with a family who has children over 9 years of age. She has not been around young children. If you're looking for a sweet, cuddly gal, you really need to go to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Annie today. She's the most loving gal around. And like I say, she's a staff favorite. Expect to see a few tears in the eyes there when you adopt Annie, because they really do like her. The volunteers there work with the dogs and they know their personalities. And when they say this one is a staff favorite, they don't say that unless it's really, really true. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Annie's already been spayed, microchipped. She's had all her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet before adopting a new dog. Adorable Annie's waiting for a new forever family. Come meet her today. She's at the SPCA shelter in McKinney at 8411 Stacy Road. Now, that's on Stacy Road just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. If you're coming up Central, take Stacy and just keep on going. You go under Highway 121 tollway and keep on going on Stacy, and you'll come almost to Custer. You'll see a sign that says Custer ahead, and the Perry Animal Care Center is there on the left, the Russell H. Perry, I believe it is, Animal Care Center. And the Dallas Center is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, and they have wonderful dogs and kitties also. Now, both of these shelters are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. You're looking in McKinney at the shelter on Stacy just east of Custer. You are looking for Annie the Schnauzer. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. All right, leaders in the industry, Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, established in 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service, 28 years in business, 60,000 roofs in place. Can you imagine? How'd you like to start a business and know you're going to have 60,000 roofs to do? And, you know, it would be best, and this is their policy, to do it right the first time, because that way you only do them once. You don't have to come back and fix things. Of course, when there's another roofing job that's needed, they're going to remember your name. They're going to be happy with that roof they got from Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, and they'll call again. That's the way it works in the roofing business. They can help you. I'm going to really suggest now, before we get into hopefully rainy days of wintertime, and you don't want to have roof problems when you get into fall rains and spring rains, you want to get Wortham Brothers out now. If you had any kind of hail this spring or are concerned about any kind of damage you might have had, wind or hail, you need to get Wortham Brothers out. In fact, there are three times you want to have a roof inspected. One would be before your claim expires. If you have an insurance claim with some kind of a drop-dead date on it, you need to make sure you know what that date is and get this thing. It's almost like statute of limitations. Number two time is before you list your home. You don't want to find out from the buyer that you got a bad roof, buddy. I'm going to take $800 million off your asking price. And third, before you change insurance carriers, if there's something left over with the old insurance carrier that they should have covered, you want to have them do it. So these are times that Wortham Brothers can step to your rescue. And then when it comes time for a new roof, they're the best it gets. Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, and it's 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, and now here's Neil.
Very soft-spoken man is a big voice when it comes to helping trees, saving trees. Thank you very much, Steve. Paul in Granbury, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I have a question about cedar elm trees.
Okay.
This July, well, I've got 12 big cedar elms in the front yard, about 18 inches across in diameter, the trunks. And first week of July, two of the trees, every leaf turned brown and stayed on the tree. The other trees were doing fine. And then about 2 weeks later, they start slowly falling off. And in fact, the leaves are still falling off. The year before, I lowered the front yard about 8 inches because of drainage problems. And then I also put in a concrete walkway. Did I kill the trees?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of a coincidence. They happen at the same time, isn't it?
It's unusual. And
so how much of the root system did you see coming up when you took those 8 inches of soil off? How much root system came up with it?
We didn't see much at all. There were not really very many big roots whatsoever, so I thought the trees were going to be okay.
Paul, let me give you the best experience I can. I'm going to tell you thing. I can't answer your questions accurately without seeing the trees, and probably without watching the trees for a little while. But I can give you a pretty good start down the road. Number one, better to remove 8 inches of soil than to add 2 inches, because that really does kill trees. Removing 8 is certainly not a good plan. But a lot of times trees can recover. However, that really does threaten the support system of how well they're anchored and how well they can support the top growth of the trees. You really need to get a certified arborist. That should have been the first word out of my mouth, is find a certified arborist and get that man or woman out to look at the trees right away. That couple of $100 you spend on that consultation would be the best money you could spend for all these valuable trees.
Okay, now the company you advertise, do they come out to Granbury, or is that too far?
I wouldn't be surprised. You'd be on the edge. Certainly you could call them, and if they can't, they will tell you somebody who is very good in your area. In fact, a couple of years ago, there was every year there's a competition for tree climbing championship, and somebody from the west side of the Metroplex won that. And knowing the mindset of the people at Arborological Services, they want to make a profit, but they are much more interested in getting quality tree work done all over America. So they would help you if they don't come there. From my own experience, when our house was built, I was traveling for the Extension Service when the foundation was poured, and our builder accidentally put the house 18 inches closer to a big pecan tree, it was 8 inches in diameter at that time, pecan, than he was supposed to. And by the time I got back into town on Friday, the slab was curing. It was done. No way to change it. And he also took off 8 inches of soil off that pecan. Coincidental that the diameter of the tree, the amount of soil taken off my tree, and the amount taken off your trees, all 8 inches. And the next year, that pecan lost its leaves by the 1st of September. Everything else was green. I have a photo showing it bare and everything else green. The second year, it held its leaves till the end of the growing season. The third year, it started to grow, and now it's the largest tree on my property. We've already taken the gutters away. It's 30 inches, 28 inches in diameter. And
That's good to hear.
Yeah, so there is hope. There is hope.
There is hope.
Yeah, and that's a pecan. Pecans may be more forgiving in some situations. It depends on your cedar elms. That's where an arborist can help you. And then there's also a possibility that some of this browning might have been due to spider mites or some insect or disease, minor technicality. But as soon as you said 8 inches of soil, I worried. By the way, I did put the 8 inches back around the tree as quickly as I could. Just to give it a place to regrow its roots. I don't know that you can do that, but a lot of times to get drainage improvements, you don't have to take all the soil off. You just have to give a water course for it to run through. So maybe
right.
There's a solution in there. I'd call the folks that I did the ad for right away. They're on my website on the homepage. I'd call them first and see if they can help you. And if they can't, then whoever can, get them out as soon as you can. And
okay.
then let them guide you from that point on.
All righty. Thank you, Neil.
You bet. Good luck with it. Let me go to Russell in Dallas. Russell, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. And an honor. Thank you. Same here.
I got a pretty easy one for you, I'm sure. For years, I've grown pepper plants in pots up on, sawhorses and decking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I tell you what, the ants are taking more of my crop than I get.
So they're actually harvesting the fruit, not just annoying you in the soil.
Yeah, they're just eating the heck out of them. And you know, I know they're crawling up from the ground, and they just make a beeline.
Are they coming
up
from
the
soil? Yeah, okay. So they're coming up from the soil, up the sawhorses, and then into the peppers.
And they might even live in the pots, you know.
Yeah, fire ants love potting soil. So if these happen to be fire ants, they're going to love the potting soil. What I would recommend, two different products might be of help to you. The one would be to use any garden insecticide that is labeled for use on vegetables in the bearing season, not at germination, but when they have fruit on them.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking about something like malathion, for example. And instead of spraying, pour it into the soil. I would try one plant first and see how it works for a couple of days.
Okay.
Pour it through the soil and let it kill the ants that are in the soil, and then flood the pot a day or two later. Or even, you know, you could actually pour it through and let it sit there for an hour and then flood the pot to get it out of the way. That's a contact insecticide, and so it's going to do the job pretty quickly. That's what I would recommend for any insects in pots. This also would include house plants that are out on the patio, and you want to make sure you don't have insects when you're bringing them indoors.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, water them with an insecticide and then flood it about an hour later. All right, the second thing I would suggest is if that doesn't get rid of them, and if they continue to march up from down below, then I would buy a product called Tree Tanglefoot. It's a gooey, messy material. Make a barrier down right at the, maybe an inch above the soil line or the patio line of it. You know, let's come up a little higher, 3 or 4 inches on the legs of the sawhorses.
Right.
And that's your barricade. They won't pass over that. It's extremely sticky. They won't be able to walk through it.
Oh, what is it called?
Tree Tanglefoot. It's a nasty, messy material. The reason I wanted you to bring it up a little higher on the legs, if it happens to melt, I don't know if it melts or not.
Right.
I don't want it to get on your patio.
Right. They're out in the yard.
Okay, well then it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But tree tanglefoot, it's an odd little product. It's not at every nursery. Some of the specialty and a lot of the organic nurseries will be more likely to handle it.
Okay. Well, see, I'd had some stuff. I'd probably gotten it at one of the big stores. It was Ortho Elementals insecticidal soap, and man, I sprayed that stuff on there and it stopped those ants right there in their tracks, because they will gather on the underside of the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's really crazy.
I want to get them before they get up that high.
Yeah, I know it. And before they start eating my peppers.
That's right.
They love the serranos, Neil. I don't know what's going on.
Gosh, wow. Well, I think that'll help you. That's my plan.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I sure appreciate it.
Good luck with it, Russell. Thanks for the call. Okay. Ken and Rowlett, Rick and Roy City will be out on your side of town here in the next segment. Stay right there. Let me get a little bit of business out of the way. First, I want to tell you once again about Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, combining the best of my boot books, the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening books. Those are 23 and 32 years old, so those are way out of date. All of my detailed plant posters and my annual Texas Gardening Calendar into one concise handbook. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, 25 multi-page charts, all in this book. Those multi-page charts are what used to be the posters. The posters, like the 100 best Texas landscape, trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, that poster was $10. So was the one on the best annuals, the 100 best annuals, 120 best perennials, $10 more. Each poster, $10. Add them together, the four posters were $40. You get this book at $28.95, and it has 10 tons more information than that, because it also has a whole chapter. Chapter 2 has all the information I used to put in my calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Now, the book is normally $32.95. It is now $28.95. It is not a revised copy of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It is not. It's totally different. It has a chapter on the basics of Texas gardening, then the chapter of the calendar of activities, then individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, and turf grass, fruit and vegetables. I took a month or more on each one of those chapters. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. This is not sold in stores, and it's not going to be in Amazon. You have to buy it through my magazine office or on my website. And for this day, anyway. I have signed about 300 copies of my book, and I think we'll probably run out in the next couple of days. I'm not going to be in my office for a little while, and so if you would like a copy of the book signed, you need to call before 11 today. A signed copy, if you'd like to give it as a Christmas gift, go ahead and buy it now. A signed copy of Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening for $28.95 and plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. You can also order at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. The phone number, 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes, Saturday, October 4th, how to build a paver patio, and on October 11th, how to perform a fall pond clean. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
It's our 20th annual Home Landscape School. It'll be all day Saturday, February 14, 2015 at the Plano Center. You must pre-register. Seating is always limited as it always sells out. But we have our early registration discount if you register today. Save $20. Stephen Shambly of Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will teach you principles of good design, how to draw a landscape plan to scale, the best trees and shrubs, annuals and perennials, how to use them effectively, terrific Texas turf grass. We'll teach you how to have an effective entryway and front garden or a fun patio and backyard. Again, you'll design to scale. 2 weeks later on Saturday, February 28 or Sunday, March 1, we'll give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional. Get all of the details and register at neilsperry.com or by calling my office at 1-800-752-GROW. Again, register at neilsperry.com.
All right, like that music. Good job. Let me tell you about Sunburst Shutters right now. Maybe you're thinking about doing something to make your windows look a little bit more attractive. There is nothing, nothing you can add that will make them look more attractive than Sunburst Shutters. This is one of the best things we ever bought for our house. Now, Sunburst Shutters are made of polywood. It is a man-made material specifically designed for the folks at Sunburst Shutters. Specifically designed so it won't crack or warp or peel. It's color fast. You buy either white or off-white, and they'll bring samples to you so you can hold them up in the room and see which you prefer. And then each window is custom measured, and each shutter is custom made for that window. Third window from the left gets this pack right here. The bundle comes out, and their assembly team builds the shutter right there in that window. It's just amazing, and that is why they are the most energy-efficient shutters in America. Now, that's because of the very precise measurements that they take. Windows all are different, you know. When you start taping and bedding and putting paint and texture on, it's going to be different. So that's one reason, and the other reason is polywood is energy efficient as well. These are great shutters, and they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. Do I sound like a husband whose wife is very, very happy with our decision to get Sunburst Shutters? You bet I do. That's polywood shutters from Sunburst Shutters. They're custom fit to any opening in your home. Give them a call. They'll come and bring samples and give you a no obligation bid. You will be thrilled. Also in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco, and certainly in the Metroplex, the number to call, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. Ken is in Rowlett. Let's see what he has on his mind. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have a black diamond watermelon plant, and I planted it in the spring. Mm-hmm. It's got some pretty good sized melons on it. We don't know when to take them off. We took one off and it wasn't even red.
Oh. That's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah, but we found that information on the internet, so it's not all correct.
No.
Anyway, my question is, this thing just keeps growing, and we've got brand new little watermelons on it, but yet we've got some pretty good size. I'd say we got about a 25 or 30 pounder on it right now. But we've also got some leaves turning brown on this thing. Is it dying?
No, I would not expect it to be dying yet. It's been still warm, and it should be happy with that. Where are the leaves? Are they the older leaves?
Yeah, they're the older leaves, uh-huh.
Yeah, I would think that they probably just have run out of nitrogen, run out of water, and they're probably just, trees will do the same thing. They'll shed their internal leaves to get rid of some of that responsibility. I don't know that that's the case, but I would imagine that it probably is.
Okay.
The main thing, obviously, with watermelons is you're going to have a lot of moisture there, not let them get dry. As far as harvesting is concerned, it is a real job to know when they're ripe. And some people will watch the bottom of the fruit. There's a bleached area there that doesn't develop the dark green color. And when it begins to go from a light green to yellow, that's the time that some people will harvest their melons. There are tendrils that are right at where the fruit attaches to its little stem.
Mm-hmm.
And when those begin to turn brown, then that's another indication that the melon is ripe. And there are people who can thump them and hear it, and I don't hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't sing on key, so maybe that's my problem.
Well, I was thinking that it was getting too late, you know, in the season.
No. There, in fact, some of the best watermelon I ever ate was at Texas A&M, and it was a varietal test that they were doing in the vegetable section of the extension people. And it was watermelons had been planted in late July, and they were harvesting them, I think, probably first in November.
Mm.
And they were fabulous. So, no, they can mature in the fall.
Well, this thing just seemed to be taking over our whole garden.
They're big.
I see
here that it's black diamond, and you may have mentioned that, and that's a big plant. You might be better advised another year to go with some of the smaller types. They tend to ripen more rapidly and produce more heavily.
Well, thank you, Neil.
You're welcome. Good luck with it, Ken. All right. Rick, stay with me. I want to help you with your loblolly pine in Royce City. That is a little bit of a concern to me to start with. Folks, if you'd like to call, we have two lines open right now, and that number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll be back.